Would you ever use an expression like kitty cornered or catty cornered or something?
Yeah, sometimes that is used.
Which one?
Catty cornered.
Catty cornered?
Yes.
Okay. Could you use that word catty cornered if you were talking about a piece of furniture in a corner?
Yes, you can set them for the corner of the crop. The corner of the house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Set them in the corner.
Okay. What do you call people whose skin is black?
We call them Negroes in this country.
Okay. And what do you call people whose skin is white?
It's white people.
Okay. If a white person got mad with a Negro, what might he call him? Or how might he refer to him?
Call him as a nigger.
Okay. And if a colored person got mad with a white person, what word could he use for that white person?
Well, I've never heard many say nothing more than just white.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard him use the word cracker or
yes,
poor white or something like mm-hmm. that?
Slang words. They do say white cracker, maybe different things.
Uh-huh.
White trash.
Uh-huh.
I heard of a Negro girl calling a white girl white trash and got expelled from school.
Not too surprised. Well, that's all of these questions, but if you have about 5 more minutes, I wonder if you tell me about what things were like when you were growing up, you know, about what things were like at home, the kind of work that you did around home.
Well, back in those days, we had to make a living by labor.
Mm-hmm.
We raised corn and cotton and wheat and sown grains. And it was all done by manual labor.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen anybody cutting grain with a cradle?
No, sir. I sure haven't. I don't even know what it is. What is it?
I've used them many a day.
What is it? What does it look
it's
like?
A thing with a handle about this long. And it's an apron of fingers down there. 2 foot wide. 30 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And you just swing it around. It's got a mighty sharp blade on the left side of this thing. And you just take it and walk up to the grain that it's standing there. And swing this grain around and it just cuts it and it falls back on them fingers. And you pull it up and catch it against your knee. You just raise it up. And raise up your knee somewhat and take it again. It can rake that in with your fingers or hands and take it and lay it down over here.
That sounds like a real art to be able to do that.
Yes, you got to know how.
Uh-huh.
And they said, then there's one coming along behind you, picking it up and tying it in bundles. And then they stand up with the heads up.
Mm-hmm.
They stand there, let grain in them heads dries, you know.
Now, I've seen pictures of that,
yes,
you know, with a grain like that, but I've never seen anybody cutting
I've done that hard, that kind of work a many a day.
That sounds like pretty hard work.
It is hard work. Oh, my. Swing one of them cradles, they weigh 15, 20 pounds.
Oh, my Lord.
Swing them all day long, you know, you just give out. But I've seen them cut 5 acres of labor.
Oh, my heaven.
Look how a slide of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we planted cotton, we thought we must thin it to 1 and 2 stalks in the field about that far apart.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've learned better. They've learned just plant it and let it go and make more cotton.
It's interesting how things like that change.
We'd go around back then with a hoe and thin it out to 1 and 2 stalks.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if corn got too grassy, we had to hoe that.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time we made that by just plowing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all done by hand.
Well, did you have sisters and brothers who
yes.
worked with you out there?
Yes.
How many sisters and brothers did you have?
I had, there's 6 boys and 4 girls. But
oh,
two
my
of them,
goodness.
2 of them died, a boy and a girl. My oldest brother died at 25, and that little girl died, sister Sin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good big family.
Yes, a large family.
Well, what did you all do when it rained and you couldn't go out?
Well, just...
Did you have jobs that you did around the place, too, or did you just do what you
Stay around the house. We lived out in the country, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just play around till it got dry enough to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And usually there was something on the farm that you could do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We had saws and axes and we'd cut wood and
mm-hmm.
all straw out of the thickets out there and put in the barn where the animals stayed.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them good and warm, you know, in a soft place to lie.
It sounds like a good life.
It was. It enjoyed. Mm-hmm. You had to work, but when you got tough into it and used to it, it could hurt you.
Mm-hmm.